Good evening. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast as we roll into season 7 of the show. I'm the host of the show, Brad Brew, joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Friars. Blake, 7 seasons of talking hockey with you.
7 years of dealing with your horrible takes. Yep, that's a long time. That's a long time. Horrible takes. You once told me that Calgary was winning the cup. I guess I can't say anything because I agreed with you. So you that one will have to slide. No.
You had the Devils.
I had the Devils making the playoffs 3 years ago, but I was talking about the future. Now they're good, so we're good. It's all good.
You can join Blake and I every single Monday night during the regular season and playoffs, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We do it live, and then we release it out on every form of podcast you can possibly get the next day. Camps open Wednesday. So this last weekend was the last weekend we don't get any hockey because I believe preseason games start Saturday.
The 24th.
Yeah. Saturday. Yeah. So we'll get some preseason hockey. And then this past weekend, a lot of us watched some prospects, which was kind of fun.
Yeah. No, the Canucks had their, they brought back their Young Stars tournament. Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Vancouver have a little round robin. Each play 3 games in Penticton. They haven't had it since before COVID. So that's a nice tournament to have. And they streamed most of the games on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So it was nice to see. It's always exciting when you get to see some prospects and kind of watch your future of your hockey team kind of play away. So it's good.
It's kind of the future and it's kind of not, because there's going to be a couple guys that make it, but boy, for the most part.
For
the most part, it's not.
Like guys from, just start with Vancouver, like Kito Hirose had 5 points this game or this tournament, and Aiden McDonough, he played some NHL games last year. I mean, I'm pretty sure Coronado was in that Young Stars, was he not? Like, he's probably going to make the team. So, there'll be a few guys that maybe crack the team, but not much.
No, but I mean, it's fun to see what things look like. And plus, it's a time when we're starving for hockey anyways. So, it's fun to see. But summer's finally over. It has been a real busy summer. We did a lot of things, changes for the show, some graphic changes, some intros and outros changed, some music changes as a band called Booze and Tuna will be doing all the music for us, and they got some good tunes, so we'll have that this year, and all kinds of different things. We still got 3 questions. We still got listener questions. Anytime we're live, you can chime in on the show and ask us questions, and we'll get them answered towards the latter part of the show. It's been busy. I got a high school senior this year, so that's busy. I got an 8th grade daughter who made the varsity golf team. That's got us super busy, and then my 8-year-old daughter walked up to me about a month ago and said, "Hey, I want to play hockey this year." So now I got a daughter playing hockey. So I got all kinds of things. You moved to Yorkton this summer. You got a new job at the radio station and with the Yorkton Terriers. You're busy as hell. It's been a gong show.
Yeah, man. Like when I tell you my life was moving 1,000 miles a minute, like I wasn't joking. Like the first month and moving and getting a new job that I have never done before, and everything was new to me. I mean, play-by-play is pretty easy stuff for me, but the doing live radio casts and prepping and interviewing people, it was all new to me. Like, I've done it in college, but I mean, that's 4 years ago, so it took a little bit to get refreshed up, and now I'm pretty comfortable right now. Picked it up pretty quick, and I'm almost a couple months through here, and I'm really enjoying it. It's fun.
When we started this show 7 years ago, my youngest daughter was a year old. I remember she was real little. You were in college. I mean, look at how things have changed over the 7 years, and we're still talking hockey every Monday night.
I actually, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I was just like super bored. And I went back and listened to our first 3 episodes. I was like, we are A, like either know nothing about hockey, or just like B, do not know how to talk at all.
Well, like, we knew a lot
about the first episode, I think it was like 19 minutes. We just like talked like 1,000 miles so fast.
Yeah.
Everything. All right. Vegas is good, and the pod's over. That's what it was. It was like, what is going on? But
well, we're 226 episodes later.
Yeah, and man, we've gone from 30-minute episodes to an hour and a half episode. So it's kind of, but we've been pretty consistent with 45 minutes. So that's good.
We made a vow last year to try to keep it at 45 minutes. Yeah, we get a little bit longer on some of the larger prediction shows or trade deadline, things like that. But you know what? We keep it pretty much to 45 minutes. What else? You know what? One thing I wanted to touch on before we get going. Two things, actually. We talked last year about Spencer Knight and how he left.
For you told me he's going to the Vezina.
I didn't know if I said Vezina. I said he was going to have more wins than Bobrovsky.
No, actually, I think you said he's going to win 30 games. I think that's what I said.
Yeah. And I still think he will. A little bit came out this week about why he entered the player assistance program. And when we hear a player enters that, we usually automatically think alcohol, drugs, we think the worst, right?
Yeah.
He was in there for treatment of OCD. OCD sucks. I have it. It's no fun. I deal with it every day in my life, and it's no fun. I feel bad for him. It sounds like things are good. He's got some different things figured out and controlled, and hopefully be back with the team this
week. Well, just think about like how stressful the position is as a goalie, and adding OCD onto that. It's like it just gets magnified times 10.
And there's tons of different types of OCD and different things, you know, that people are obsessive about. His was hand washing. It just sucks. Mine's not that. Mine's keeping things organized and straight, and it drives me crazy. I know it has driven my family crazy over the years. I've learned ways to cope and manage with it, and I struggle some days and I don't other days. But I don't know. I feel bad for the young man, and I hope he comes back this year.
I'll be honest. Like, when I saw that report, I totally forgot about Spencer Knight. I don't even mean that in a bad way. It's just like, I haven't heard this guy's name in a long time, and I'm just like, oh shit. Like, they got this. This guy could be coming back. Like, that's a game changer right there.
He's
good. He's really good.
One thing before we get the show started, I got to ask you, do you play that Puck Duco?
Yeah. I've been pretty non-consistent with it lately, but I used to play it religiously every day when I was working nights. I would always, just when I was on break, I would do it at like 3 a.m. And I mean, that shit's easy. It's super easy. Try the baseball one. You want a challenge? That shit is hard.
I'm not getting the baseball one because if it was 1980s baseball, I could get it.
But no, it's any player that played for those teams. You could do it.
Yeah,
it's like the hockey one.
Like, the hockey gets tough though. Like, when you got to do Tampa Bay, Montreal, it's like shit. It's hard to think of a guy. Tampa Bay, Montreal. Quick, come on, Blake. Come on, Tampa Bay,
Montreal. Jonathan Drouin.
Okay, Chicago, Montreal. I got this one right away.
Chicago, Montreal. We'll go Max Domi,
Chris Chelios. L.A., Columbus. That's a really easy one.
Jonas Korpisalo.
Jeff Carter.
Yeah.
Chicago, Columbus. I want that one.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, Jack Johnson's played for everybody. He's the answer on almost every one. I don't know. It's fun. If you haven't tried it.
The ones that are super hard is like, it'll be like Vancouver, and then it'll be like, and played for 5 other teams. It's like, oh, fuck. Like, what? And that one, Sam Gagne, everyone. Guys playing 7 teams. So
there's certain ones you can get that. Yeah, no, it's good. Go check that out. It's PUKDOKU. I know it sounds goofy, but you gotta figure it out there. Today on the show, we're gonna talk Babcock controversy. Keefe signs an extension in Toronto. I just want to touch on that for 1 second. We'll talk captains, signings, UFAs, RFAs, PTOs. And a little bit of what the future brings for some teams. All right, let's get it going right away. Let's talk Mike Babcock. I hate talking about stuff like this, but we have to talk about it because it's probably been the most talked about news in the National Hockey League for the last, what, week and a half since this dropped? Well, last Tuesday it dropped.
Yeah.
God, it seems like longer than a week ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so here's what happened, or what supposedly happened, is that he's asked to look through players' phones and look at photos. It was reported on the Spit and Chicklets podcast, which is a good podcast, a little bit too long of episodes, good podcast, though. But it was reported by Paul Bissonnette, and I have zero credibility with Paul Bissonnette, even though I know a lot of people really, really like him. But I have zero credibility with Mike Babcock also. So when I heard it, I thought, credible, no, who gives a shit?
Okay, but you got to look at Mike Babcock's history with this and his tactics that he plays and his mind games that he plays and what he did in Toronto to Mitch Marner in front of the whole team. And you look at this and it's like, okay, I'm sensing a pattern here, and a leopard doesn't change his spots. I've always said that, right? I mean, okay, but when you've done it now with your fourth team as a head coach,
when you're okay, let me word it this way, Blaine. When you're arrogant,
oh yeah, 100%.
Then you don't change your spots.
This is the sad part about this, though, is you look at Mike Babcock's resume, some of the best coaches of all time, and the fact that he's probably going to be a Hall of Fame coach. I'll say it. He's probably going to be a Hall of Fame coach. He's got two Stanley Cups. He's got two Olympic gold medals. His resume speaks for itself. It's just unfortunate that this is the way that his career ends. Like,
he won't be voted in.
Going back to his old patterns is how he got kicked out. Like, it's unfortunate. I like Babcock as a coach. I don't like his tactics and how he goes about it. He plays with younger players' minds. Like, even back when he was in Detroit, he benched Mike Badano so he didn't get to his 1,000 games. Like, it's just little shit like that. Like, back when he called out Mitch Marner to point out the most laziest player on the team, and the guy guys with the worst work ethic on the team. Like, really? It's, like, that's a guy that's been in the league for a year, 2 years. It's like, really? What are we doing?
What I don't understand is, like, and I'm not defending Babcock at all. Like, what he did was stupid. I don't know how it came to that or why nobody said.
Well, I mean, like,
Gaudreau and them didn't make a big deal out of it. And there's no reason for Jenner or Gaudreau to lie.
No, I don't think they would lie either, but I was reading that young players came forward and the young players didn't like the tactics. I mean, think about it. If you're a 17-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid, and you're just entering the league and this guy's got your future holding in his hands and he asks you to show your phone, I mean, you're probably thinking you're probably going to be a little scared shitless and you're probably just going to give him the phone. But I mean, like, if you're Johnny Gaudreau, you have a wife and you have a kid. I mean, like, sure. I mean, he's been in the league for what, 10 years. I don't think he's going to have a problem with that. I mean, it's the Cole Sillingers and those young kids, the Fantillis that are probably like, no, dude, you're not looking at my fucking phone.
Like, I don't understand what he would want to see. And I don't understand what that would.
Like,
I don't understand the whole.
It just seems so weird to me to get to know you. Like, why do you need to see pictures?
We go out for lunch.
Like, why don't we just introduce the families? Like, I don't know, man. It's just so weird. I've never heard of that happening before. Yeah, it was just super weird, man. I don't know.
He goes on to resign on Sunday. The report said that he spent several minutes scrolling through young players' phones, looking at all their photos and more.
When Biz said he hooked it up to the AirPlay on the TV,
the reports have not said that at all.
No, but credit to Biz, he was correct on most of the stuff.
Yeah, but I think in the report that he grossly misrepresented the meetings and I believe
here's the thing. Here's the thing about
Biz. Over exaggerated it.
Here's the thing about Biz. Biz is a pretty impactful media member of the NHL right now. Believe it or not, like him or hate him, he works for TNT and it's very successful. Lots of people like that. He's a different personality. He's a different cat. He goes about his business differently. And a lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it, but a lot of people do like it. And the thing is, Biz is in no room to lie on this. And the fact that he got pushback and a lot of people pushed back on this and he doubled and tripled down and he was right.
So
he ended up being right.
So then he's a lot like Don Cherry, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, Don Cherry. Yeah, I know for sure.
Yeah,
but exactly. But he was right. He was right. The NHLPA, good on them. Good on them for doing an investigation into this and having the players back. This is the first checklist on Marty Walsh's as the PA guy, and he gets an A+ from me for handling this the right way. It's the only way it could have been
investigation
right.
That they did said it was no merit to it.
Yeah, until they got no, because that's when they didn't have other information from those younger players to come out and spoke.
But the NHLPA never even went to those younger players to ask them. How good of an investigation is that?
Well, no, they did. They asked the people that were interested and they didn't fucking say anything. Then it was after the investigation that those players came forward because they're probably scared shitless from the guy.
But like, if you're doing a murder investigation, you know, you probably dig a little deeper than what they initially did, right?
For sure. But in the end, they handled it the right way, and kudos to them. This had to be done. You couldn't allow him.
They didn't. He resigned.
No, he was forced to resign. Yes, of course.
But I'm not saying that he's right. I just don't understand it at all. Like, I don't understand
it. His tactics are just so tiring. Like, they're just so old. Like, dude, the thing about Babcock is this guy had to have known that this was his last chance. And he had, like, all he had to do was not slip up. Well, and what does this guy do? Revert to old patterns. And then the big bad Babs is back.
But that's because he's an arrogant prick. Like, arrogant pricks don't think that anything will happen to them.
Like I said, a leopard doesn't change his spots. That's what it is. The guy's arrogant, he's always going to be arrogant.
So two questions. What does Mike Babcock find on your phone?
On my phone? Screenshots from Twitter, score update graphics from the Terriers. I mean, he ain't finding anything on my phone.
He ain't finding anything good on my phone either. He's highly disappointed.
No, I mean, I don't know what he was trying to find, like, but yeah.
So here's part two to that question. If you're playing on the Columbus Blue Jackets and Mike Babcock says, Blake, I want to see your phone, what's your response?
I would tell him fuck off. You know, look at my phone. Like that's an invasion of privacy. I don't care if you're
getting it. You know what I would have said? Perfect. I'll trade you.
Yeah. I mean, seriously though, like
you want to get to know me, I want to get to know you.
Seriously though, like ridiculous. That's an invasion of privacy. Like your phone, like your whole life is on your phone. Your whole life. Anything you do is on your phone. Like it or not, that's just facts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. Time to go around the league. Let's talk Sheldon. Sheldon.
Yeah.
Okay. And this happened weeks ago, but I still wanted to talk about it. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is Toronto extends him, and the season hasn't started.
I told you he was going to get extended. I literally said this was going to happen.
I believe he got 3 years. Was it 2 years or 3 years?
I think it's 2+ an option.
So I don't understand this. What is with the timing of this? Like, why now?
It's because the new GM, Brad Treliving, came in and he says he trusts him. And right when he said that, I told you on this podcast that he's going to get an extension. And you were like, oh, I don't know. It's too early to tell. But now...
Why for
Tree Living, you're coming into a new environment, you're coming into a new team, and he gives Keefe a vote of confidence, so he doesn't have to go into the season as a lame duck coach, and he doesn't have that contract on his mind. He's got security, and now now that shit is off his mind. He doesn't have to worry about pressure coaching to win games, and he doesn't have to worry. Oh, if I start 5-15, I'm gonna get fired. Like, he's got security. He's peace of mind, and I like the move. Like I said, he's a good coach. Like, I mean, they got a good team. He's a good coach, and it's up to the players now. It's just like there's only so much you can do with this team.
Well, they've kicked every can three times now, and they're still not winning. So I don't know, man.
I don't mind the move, though. He's a good coach. I mean, his record speaks for itself.
Adam Lowry named captain of the Winnipeg Jets. Quinn Hughes named captain of the Vancouver Canucks. The Lowry one didn't have me scratching my head at all, but the Quinn Hughes did a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it depends where what angle you look at it from. I mean, I think that Pettersson would have got the captain if he had an 8-year contract next to his name. I mean, it's as simple as that.
I don't think either of those two as much as...
Well, you know where I stand. I would name JT Miller the captain. That's just what I would have done.
Because he's a leader.
He's
the leader on that team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but there's also the bad shit that comes with him, like the slamming sticks and the fucking pissing and moaning, like that shit. He's gotten better at it. Talkett's kind of toned down on that shit. He's had a better attitude under Talkett, which has been positive. But I think when Quinn Hughes stood up for Tanner Pearson and how that situation was handled, he stood up when the Canucks on their Pride Night, like he was kind of their spokesperson for a lot of stuff for them last year. Like all the sound bites that came out of that locker room, a lot of them are from Quinn Hughes.
Hang on though, and I agree with that. But standing up for those things that are outside the locker room doesn't make you the captain of the.
Oh yeah, but when one of your players chooses not to wear the jersey and you speak on it, that shows volumes and your leadership.
I'm not arguing that.
He's been a captain. He was the captain at Michigan. He was the captain at the U.S. development team. He was the captain of the World Juniors. Like that guy's been a leader his whole career. He lets his play do the talking. He's the best player on the ice by a mile. He's a top 10 D-man in the league.
He's not a top 10 D-man in the league, and he's not the best player on the Canucks.
Her whole power play moves through him. I mean,
well, it wasn't very good last year, so I don't know if that's.
It wasn't very good. They're fucking eighth. What are you talking about? Penalty kill was why they were so bad. It was the worst in the NHL history. But Quinn Hughes, I mean, you could have went Miller, you could have went Pettersson, you could have went Hughes. This makes no difference to me. I think those are three good options. Lowry, that's a no-brainer. That one, he just speaks a leader. I mean, he leads by example. He fights. He hits. He sticks up for his teammates. I mean, with the uncertainty with Scheifele, I don't think he could have gave it to him. But maybe you could have gave it to Morrissey. That's maybe the other option. You could have given it to Morrissey. But I like the move.
He's the leader of the Jets. Some signings. Jake Sanderson signs in Ottawa. 8 years, $8.05 million. Did this one make you scratch your head a little bit?
I'm scratching my head right now. This guy has, what, 60 games in the league? 60?
I know.
He's got 32 points? I mean, hey, like I said, you're paying for the player in the future, but, like, damn. Big ticket.
It's ballsy.
It's ballsy, and I like it. I like it because I think this contract is gonna age wonderfully because this guy is such a good player.
Oh, I think he's a stud. He's a stud.
And the fact that Paul Dorian, is it Paul or Peter?
Pierre Dorian, sorry.
I knew it started with P. The fact that this guy is locked up, he's locked up Brännström, he's locked up
Stützle, Tuchel,
Tuchel.
Tuchel.
Oh, the fuck. fuck is that center's name? Batherson. He locked up Batherson. He locked up Shabbat. Like, all 8 years. What I've been saying, all these young guys, long as you possibly can. None of this bridge deal shit. None of this bridge deal shit. Get them locked up to 6 to 8 years. They got them all locked up 8 years, man. Like, the, and at pretty reasonable prices, too.
This Sanderson one's high, though.
It's high, but dude, his ceiling is off the charts. Like, this guy.
I know, but.
You watch him in North Dakota, you know how good he is. Like, this guy's a stud.
Well, what's going to happen with Shane Pinto? They have no money to sign him now.
I know. Like, they're going to have to go bridge with Pinto. That's just what it's going to be.
Or they're going to have to trade him.
Well, I don't. Oh, dude, that would be a mistake. That guy's a two-way guy.
So why should he have to? Why should he have to sign a bridge?
If he's smart, he takes a 2-year deal at like $5 million and takes advantage when the cap goes up $6-7 million in 2 years. That's what I would do if I was him.
But what happens if somebody else says they'll give him $5 million for 6 years or 7 years?
No, okay, we're talking about an offer sheet now.
No, I'm talking about him saying I'm not signing that contract because I know there's 25 other teams that would sign me.
Okay, well, he's an RFA and you have his rights, so he can't do that. You want to do that? You sign an offer sheet. That's your only options.
He can just say I'm not showing up.
Well, that'd be very dumb of him to do.
I think he gets moved. I don't know why I do. I think he gets moved.
That would be a mistake, but we'll see.
I'm very interested to see this Ottawa team. I like what they've done. I do. I really like what they've done.
Well, and they brought in Korpisalo too. He's pretty good. I'm not saying he's like a elite goalie, but he's better than Cam Talbot. He's better than Matt Murray. He's better than Anton Forsberg that they've had in the last 3 years, and they got him locked up at 4 years at $5 million.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We got a couple of UFAs still hanging out there. Patrick Kane still sitting out there. Who else is there?
I saw they might go to Edmonton. Fuck.
God, what's up with Ethan Bear?
He's got shoulder surgery. He's hurt.
Oh, that's
he's out till December. So,
Patrick Kane's not going to Edmonton.
The Canucks want to bring him back, but I mean, you can't do anything. He's out 6 months. So.
There's a couple other RFAs that I'm interested. What's going to happen with Trevor Zegras?
He hasn't signed yet?
No.
Yeah, that's an interesting one for sure. They went 6 or 7 times 7 on Troy Terry when they came in at 4.5 in the ARB and he came in at 8 or 9 or something.
Minnesota's got Kalen Addison who plays.
Yeah, he's a stud. That guy's a right-handed D, good puck mover. Yeah, there's some good players out there still. Patrick Kane, I mean, I was reading that he's ahead of schedule and he could be ready for training camp. So I mean, we'll see what that. He's coming off hip surgery, so that maybe that's like an October signing, closer to the regular season, I guess.
Nobody has any money left, man.
Well, he's made his money. I don't think money's a really issue for him. He wants to win another cup. He'll sign for cheap if he wants to win.
Any PTOs that have caught your attention?
Sam Gagner went back to the Oilers for the 100th time.
I forgot about that.
Good for honestly. I'm happy for Brandon Sutter. The guy's been through a lot.
Where did he sign? Vancouver?
He signed Edmonton. PTO in Edmonton. He hasn't played in 2 years. He's had long-term COVID. Like, he hasn't been able to skate or anything. Like, he's just been down and out, and I'm happy for the guy. His tenure didn't go well in Vancouver, and he was overpaid, and he just didn't live up to the player that they wanted him to be. But I'm happy that he's back in game shape and he's going to be trying to make a team in the first time in 2 years.
As we prepare for the new season, there's teams that over the next 5 years will go into a dark time in their franchise, and there's teams that are going to go into, you know, a bright time. Who has the brightest? Name me three teams that are heading towards bright futures and three teams that are heading towards dark futures.
Okay, we'll go dark futures. We will go the Boston Bruins. We will go Pittsburgh Penguins. We will go Winnipeg Jets. And we will go the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oof, I don't know if I'm ready to do that. I got Washington.
Washington could do that. St. Louis is already on that path. Like, they're not heading there. They're already on that path.
And I've got Columbus penciled in for that too.
Okay, teams on the rise. The Columbus Blue Jackets.
I got them going backwards. They're not on the rise. Why are they going on the rise?
Have you seen their center depth? Are you kidding? Their center depth's going to be the best, one of the best in the league in 5 years. It's not even going to be close. Well, they're going to have Fantilli. They're going to have Sillinger. Dude, give me 5 years. That might be a dynamite team. I'm serious. They're kind of down in the dumps right now. But, man, Ottawa, I like what they're building.
I've got Ottawa.
I like what Buffalo is building.
I've got Buffalo. Sadly, I've probably said Buffalo for 10 years now, though. So.
I like what Montreal is doing, but they're ways away.
You know what I like is LA.
I like LA too. I love LA's team.
I do too. I love
LA's team. I don't love the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade because of what they had to give up.
Oh, they gave up a lot.
But everything else on that team, they got the youth. They got Kevin Fiala. They still got Kopitar. Like, Adrian Kempe is going to be a big loss for them. He's going to be a huge loss for them.
For sure. They saved Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg looked like they were going to the doldrums, and they get some good pieces in the Dubois
deal. You got to bank on Gabe Vilardi taking another step. Like, he's got to score 20 goals this year. He's got to score 20 goals. Kopitar is still a two-way demon. You still got Doughty. Their goaltending kind of concerns me. They're running with Cam Talbot and the guy that was there last year. What's the name? I'm blanking.
I'm pulling it up. Cam Talbot, I have no problems and no worries with.
No. Phoenix Copley. We'll see. I mean, he kind of lightning in a bottle last year for them, but we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I love what LA is doing, but we'll see what happens. Time for three questions.
It's time for three questions.
Question number one. Five teams in the NHL have had long playoff droughts. Who will break the drought first? The five longest are Buffalo at 12, Detroit at 7, Ottawa at 6, Anaheim at 5, San Jose at 4. Who breaks it first?
We're counting the Canucks making a COVID year.
Yeah, evidently they are, yeah.
I'm going to say Ottawa. I like Ottawa's team. Ottawa or Buffalo?
Yeah, I would go with you on the Ottawa.
It's going to be a team in the Atlantic.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you on that.
You're buying what I'm selling?
I am for once. Yeah, I am.
It wouldn't be a first, so let's just say that.
No, our predictions last year were eerily similar and eerily bad.
Yeah, they were fucking horrible. Yeah, I think you had Boston missing the playoffs.
No, you did. I had Boston in the playoffs. You had Boston out of the playoffs.
Oh, shit.
Because I have them right in front of me.
Actually, I think you had them in fourth, missing the playoffs.
I had him as a wild card in the playoffs. I have it right in front of me, Blake.
Well, sorry. I had him in fourth, but missing the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Question number two. Recently, Winnipeg and Vancouver named their captains. Eight NHL teams still have not named their captains.
You and my dad were just talking about this. Okay, continue.
Who would you select to wear the C? I'll name the team. You tell me who you pick as captain. Anaheim Ducks.
Trevor Zegras. I don't know. Like, who else is on that team?
I don't.
It's all young guys. Like, it's Terry, it's McTavish, it's Zegras. There, I'm on the screen now. What happened? There we go. We're back.
I don't know. I don't know
who. I'll go. If Fowler was there a little longer, I would have said maybe him, but I don't know.
Arizona Coyotes. I don't think you can name a captain here, can you?
I mean, unless you want to give the team to Clayton Keller, but he's not even, he's got 1 year left on his deal.
No, and he's probably.
So I don't think there's anybody on that team.
Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins. I think McAvoy would be a good captain.
Brad Marchand will get it.
I don't know if Brad Marchand wants that captain. I think he's okay at being an assistant captain. Something tells me that I don't know if he wants that extra responsibility.
I don't know. Michael Backlund, or excuse me, Michael Backlund.
You stole my answer, man.
Calgary Flames.
Michael Backlund.
Do you give it to him though? If he hasn't signed yet, he hasn't.
Maybe that makes him stay. I don't know. If you don't give it to him, you give it to the $11.5 million man.
No, you don't.
Or you give it to Weegar.
No, you don't. You give it to Rasmus Anderson.
What about Weegar?
Anderson's been with the franchise the whole time. He's a leader.
That doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
What are you going to give it to? Why would you give it to Weegar over Anderson?
I think he has way more leadership skills than him.
Have you watched this team?
Listen, I don't know, man. Like it's, I think that Uyghur's more of a leader. I think Uyghur's more of a leader.
Okay. So thoughts. Chicago Blackhawks.
Connor Bedard.
He's 18.
They gave Crosby the captain at 18.
No, they didn't.
Sorry, 19. They gave him to him at 19. They gave him at 19. He's the youngest captain in NHL history.
I think you're wrong there. I believe Jonathan Toews was the youngest captain.
I think I'm dead right.
Well, Google it quick because I don't think you're right.
All right, I'll look it up.
I might be wrong here, but
NHL captain. I think it's honestly McDavid now. Yeah, it's McDavid. And then before that, it was Crosby.
Taze has been really close.
Taze is fourth.
Who's third?
Doesn't say here. Just says Taze.
Okay. Two more. Three more. Philadelphia Flyers.
I'm trying to think of guys on that team.
I don't know who I would pick. I don't think you Prover. I don't know.
Let me look at their roster here. Let me look at their roster.
If we have to
hold on, but if we have
to look at the roster, that means that nobody's should be kept.
The obvious choice would be Travis Konecny, or Travis Sanheim. He's there for 100 years.
He's probably the leader too.
Yeah, probably. He's probably
the smart pick.
I'd probably go him.
Seattle Kraken.
That's an interesting one to me. You could go a guy like Jaden Schwartz.
Yeah.
You could hand the reins over to Matty Beniers. You could do that. You could give it to Vince Dunn. Or Vince
Dunn's an interesting one.
I like Vince Dunn.
Yes. You too.
I'd probably give it to Brandon Tanev is another guy who I think is a big leader in that room. Eberle's been a leader. I don't think he's captain material. I would go Schwartz or Vince Dunn. That would be my guesses.
Yeah. Final one, St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues. Honestly, I think it's going to go to Kyrou or Robert Thomas.
Yeah.
Or
Thomas.
Or Colton Parayko.
No.
Why not? He's been
rumored to be moved every year for.
So what? He's still a good, still a good player, a good leader.
Yeah.
But like there's many options. You either hand it off to a vet or you hand the reins over to like Ottawa did with Tkachuk. Or you hand it over to the young kids, you know?
So yeah.
There's multiple ways you can do it. There's a lot of teams got a lot of young players who could be like I said, Matty Beniers. Like maybe they give him the captain. I don't know.
Question number three. Without
this is a long question. Holy shit.
I know. Question number three. Without naming them, what is your favorite NHL team the most famous for?
My NHL, what are they most famous for? Fuck. The rioting the cup. Fuck. You set that up on a tee for me, you fucking bastard. Your team is known for it was in game six. Yeah, suck on it. Yeah, suck on that.
Well, my team's probably known for losing Johnny Gaudreau in free agency.
No, they're known for game six. Martin Jell and I was in. That's what they're known for.
All right. Listener question.
That was one of your worst questions of all time. Worst.
Berthy, you're off right. God. Listener question from Courtney Gillen, Denver, Colorado. What is the first NHL jersey that you owned?
My first NHL jersey I owned was a white Patrick Wall Colorado Avalanche jersey.
Wow.
My grandpa was an Avalanche, my dad's dad. That's the only grandpa I have alive, unfortunately. He was an Avs fan, and that's what he got me, is Patrick Waugh jersey. He tried to make me an Avs fan when I was little. And my dad tried to make me a Habs fan, and then my uncle babysat me when I was like 3-4 years old, and he was a Canucks fan. I chose the Canucks. I don't know.
Who was the one that took you to an Oilers game and made you wear a jersey?
That's my uncle. That's my uncle. That's my cousin. That's my cousin Oliver. He's a beauty. He's an Oilers fan. I lost a bet.
I got picture evidence of that.
So. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one.
Ugh, I don't know how you ever got into that situation.
Yeah, I lost a bet. It's tough. At least it was McJesus. What was your first jersey?
Oh, I got to say that. Calgary Flames jersey, white one. That's why I'm a Flames fan.
Thought you said it was Pavel Bure.
No. Clearance rack, home of economy. Pick the Flames jersey. I'm a Flames fan because of it. I do have a Pavel Bure jersey, though, but that was years later.
Listener question?
That was the listener question. Are you out of it?
What was the third question? Oh, yeah, that was a dumbass question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your question frazzled me so much, I forgot.
Season 7, it's up and running. We're back again next Monday night for another live episode, 9 o'clock Central Time. Check out the show live on Facebook, Twitter, debatehockey.com, and YouTube.
Is that the 20 questions episode?
It is. We are next week is the 20 questions. I fired 20 questions at Blake, and he has to answer them all. It leads to some very, very interesting discussions.
All right. That's my honestly, other than the prediction show and the playoff preview, it's probably my favorite episode.
Miss the show live? You can check us out on all the major podcast players. We're back next Monday night as Season 7 rolls on. We'll have preseason games to talk about, too.
We will.
Thanks for joining us. Have a good week, Flames fans. Have a good week. I want everybody to feel
okay. Okay. You don't need to tell everyone you're delusional.
Enjoy this week's hockey action. We're back next Monday night, same time. More great hockey talk. Hockey talk every week. The Debate Hockey Podcast.
Fans, that was another great episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with Brad Berut and Blake Friars. Keep it locked on debatehockey.com for podcast updates. Subscribe on all the major podcast players and never miss an episode. Controversial NHL hockey talk every week presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.